with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Welcome, Kate Daly Show, at your service today. So glad to be talking with all of you. And I've got Uncle Milty. And hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
You were out yesterday, and I appreciate you being here. And so glad we have the show today, because we can talk about so many things. And we're going to start out, of course, with our wonderful, wonderful guest, Philip Patrick from Birch Gold, our economist and financial expert. How are you, Philip?
I'm doing very well, awesome. Kate. How are you guys
awesome.
Doing?
Awesome. Thank you. Sorry, I had the wrong button up. My fault. And so I'm excited to talk to you about all things financial because of the fact that it's changing so much. And that's the first thing that struck me was the ever-changing landscape of this. And honestly, the headlines today are Trump trial and Iran. And so people aren't talking about the money situation, but everyone's affected by this. So people are pretty furious over the rising cost of living. There's no doubt why that would be. And it doesn't seem to be getting better anytime soon. So what's the latest inflation update?
You're right. It's been just consistently bad news coming out of this administration. But, you know, the latest inflation numbers, not looking good. They came out last Wednesday, and CPI numbers, the all-item index, rose 0.4% in March. That's a 3.5% increase year over year. And it's basically a continuation of the pattern we've seen since October. CPI steadily rising on a monthly basis. And I think it's a clear sign that interest rates, where they are at the moment, simply aren't doing the job. That being said, all this speculation about the Fed lowering interest rates anytime soon seem just absurd, given that inflation is 75% above their target. But what's concerning for the American people is that this is a sign that inflation has now become entrenched, i.e., prices are not coming down anytime soon. And it feels realistic. Look, since the Biden administration, the cumulative inflation rate has been about 19% total, and it's averaged 6% a year. And the big issue is that wages have risen in that same time period only 13.5%. So that's a net $4,300 loss of purchasing power for the average American household over the last few years.
Wow.
So this is why people are upset, right?
Right.
You know, the White House keeps coming out, gaslighting us, telling us, oh, inflation's coming down, everything's going okay, but we're not feeling it. We know our reality is very different. And the reality is they can call it inflation, but what it is for us is a standard of living downgrade. And that's been the reality of this administration so far.
Absolutely. You know, it's the party of delusion. And so when they spin the delusion of everything's great, don't you feel it? Don't you see it? And people are just stunned by this because they're feeling this every day. I mean, it's right in front of our eyeballs. Unless we turn our eyeballs off, I'm not quite sure how to not notice it. So
yeah, it's exactly. And I think it's backfiring on them because it's so clearly not our reality. I think it's starting to backfire. I think the economy is one of the biggest issues that this election's going to sort of run on that. And of course, the border. So big topics.
There was a recent call for $4,000 gold. And so we're seeing the prices go up. And we said this last week or 2 weeks ago when you were on, and we said it's going to just continue to go up. Get it before it really skyrockets, because this is the commodity everybody wants. So you're expecting this to go up to four?
Yeah. look, we're expecting prices to move. I don't think it'll hit four this year, but we've seen a steady increase. Predictions at the beginning of the year were gold for 26, 2700 by the end of the year. Wow. That's looking conservative at this point. We're almost at 24. We actually went above briefly, but absolutely no surprise to see $4,000 gold over the next 3, 4, 5 years, given what's happening. We've talked about it before, but we've got a world running away from the U.S. dollar. We have global demand for gold at the highest levels ever in history, both from central governments and individuals. And of course, when demand is high, supply is tight, that leads to rising prices, which we're seeing, and I don't expect it to slow down anytime soon.
Yikes. Could the Fed go back to raising rates? Do you think they're going to this summer?
Look, should they be raising rates? Yeah, inflation's moving away from them. If they really have a dual mandate, which is to keep inflation under control and maximum employment, the move they should make is to raise interest rates. I don't think it's going to happen, though. Look, on Friday, that was a few days ago, we saw big news. A number of major banks reported extremely disappointing earnings, and that's a problem, right? When interest rates go up, banks lose money, both on the assets that they hold and because they have to pay depositors more. The U.S. banking system is already sitting at about $500 billion of losses. Any increase in the interest rate threatens to just cause another wave of bank failures. I believe that's why the Fed stopped raising interest rates shortly after SVB collapsed last year. And I think that's largely why inflation is going up. So the Fed have a tough choice, right? They can do nothing and let inflation continue to smolder, or they raise interest rates, fight inflation, but as a byproduct, destabilize the banking system. And I think given the choice, they will always choose systemic stability over the American family. And I think if we ever doubt this, we just got to think back to the great financial crisis and remember who the government stepped in and bailed out. It wasn't the people.
Uncle Milty?
I'm just curious, why do you think it is that it's so hard for people to get a grasp on the fact that it's not so much the price of gold that matters, it's what the gold can buy that matters?
It's a great question, Uncle Milty, as you seem to always have. But that's the thing that people struggle to get their head around. It's not the dollar amount. It's about purchasing power. If it was simply dollar amount, right, then keeping our cash under the mattress would be a great solution. But the problem is, you know, every single day, every single year, inflation drives the price of goods and services up. So if your money isn't increasing at least proportionally, then you're losing buying power. And that is the key. It is maintaining buying power. And that, by the way, is what gold does, right? And you can see that throughout history. The extreme example I always give, you go back to biblical times, 1 ounce of gold bought 400 loaves of bread. It does the same thing today. So it's not gold's buying power that's changing, it's dollars that change. And essentially, as dollars become weaker, we need more of those weaker dollars to buy the ounce, hence that inverse relationship. But it's a great question, and that is a premise people need to understand. It's so important, particularly in these times.
And then getting IRAs and getting retirement funds backed by gold, right? Just for security, because we don't know what they're going to do.
Exactly. And listen, gold in this climate, as we've talked about, it's going up. It's keeping pace with the cost of living and more. In the same time period that the dollar has lost 17%, gold's up around 27% now. So it's doing better than it's moving at a faster rate, that inflation is eroding our buying power. And in climates like this, with so few options, with global recession on the horizon, gold is a safe place to hold on and to grow well.
And digital currencies coming in. So never before have we seen the impact of here's an option to back everything with gold and make sure that at least you're secure there, because everybody has everything kind of hanging out there. And I worry about that. A lot of people are worried.
Yeah, I, I agree, and they should be. I mean, we don't have the options today, even sitting in cash, which, by the way, was a viable option for most other crashes we've been in, even the 1970s. Yeah, inflation was going crazy, 8-9%. You could put your money in the bank and get 15 or 16. We don't even have that today, right? Money in the bank is losing today to real rates of inflation. We don't even have those options. You factor in a digital currency further down the line, you know, it strengthens the argument for gold. By the way, my feeling on that, gold is going to be very important. Like, the problem that the government have with a digital currency is they're not going to get buy-in from the public today. How do they get buy-in? Through pain, right? Significant devaluation of the dollar. People are hurting. The government step in with a new currency to save the day is the only way they can do it. And I think we're being set up for that. And of course, that's where gold comes in. Why hold our money in dollars that are losing every single day when we can move our money to gold that will increase and protect us from any sort of currency decline or ultimately currency adjustment? So, smart point.
Uncle Milty?
You know, that's great as a hedge against the future. But what if things reversed? Would you lose because you had gold if the dollar increased in value?
Listen, again, a good question. And gold and the dollar have an inverse relationship. So as the dollar strengthens, gold prices can come down a little bit. You know, the chances of that, Uncle Milty, in this climate seem fairly slim. And I'll bring you back to a point I made before. 22 and 23 were the single biggest years for gold buying ever in central bank history. And it's part of de-dollarization. Look, the BRICS nations are leading the way when it comes to gold purchasing. And the reason that they are is that they don't have a currency to usurp the dollar. They don't want to dump their dollars and be hold to to hold rubles. And that's where gold comes in. It's a currency. It gives them the stability. But the point I was going to make, Uncle Milty, is, you know, central bank governments buying more gold in 22 and 23 than any other years in history is a big bet against the US dollar. And I'll say this, when it comes to currency, there isn't smarter money than central bank money. They don't usually get currency bets wrong. So I don't see a stronger dollar on the horizon, sadly.
Well, Uncle Milty's always nailing it.
Really,
that's
is.
All we can say. Philip Patrick, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate all that. It's a lot to take in, and I hope people, I'm going to turn this into a singular podcast for people so they can listen to this again. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. You
betcha.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We shall be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. If you're listening to the Kate Daly Show, I got Uncle Milty here. You can catch us on Frank's Speech on your Roku in the evenings at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And we're all over the place, so you can find us. We're on Rumble, too. And, of course, you can go to katedalyradio.com, and you can go scroll down. See, you can see the sponsors there. These are handpicked by me. And I love the people that we have as sponsors. And Birch Gold, all you have to do is text 989898 and text my name Kate. They'll give you some free information, the same things that Philip Patrick was talking about, and then also buy gold and silver from them. They're incredible, and they have the best reputation. This is why Ron Paul loves them as well. talks about them all the time and does business personally with them. So much to talk about, but I have to start here. The headlines today. The crystal ball. I can't get over the crystal ball. It's amazing. And it's so not obvious, says one sarcastically. World braces for Iran-Israel cyber attacks, following missile attacks. Okay. Over here in the United States. Okay.
These are the same... These are the same countries that before the discovery of oil in the Middle East were riding camels around the deserts.
Same guys.
Dying of thirst.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They just know that cyber attacks are likely to be on the list of options.
Like, we have no defense for that. I personally use every defense I have on my own personal and business computers, and I've never been hacked.
There you go.
It's pretty amazing.
There you go. What's amazing to me about this was their certainty, the certainty of this entire article, that they know exactly what's coming next over here between Iran and Israel over there, and that it's coming here as well. You guys, has anything been this obvious? Come on.
Our technologies are so advanced. You know, Kirby... Kirby yesterday said something that literally made me fall out of my chair. He said, well, yeah, Iran launched an attack against Israel, but it wasn't successful. Like, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's why we don't need to fear them. Duh.
And Israel had done something to Iran. So anyway, over the weekend, our whole world was going to collapse and we were going to descend into World War III. And what kept coming to mind was wars and rumors of wars in the Bible, right?
Exactly.
And rumors of wars and the fear impact that this is having. So this was a major headline today. This was on Axios. And it was world braces. So that means everyone is holding. So yesterday it was world holds breath. They just know. And now it's world braces for Iran-Israel cyber attacks. It's just too much sometimes, too funny.
I was bracing so hard, I actually had railings installed in my shower yesterday.
So you could brace yourself
so I could
while
brace
lathering
myself
up
in the shower.
That's awesome. So that happened, and I just could not get over that. And also, Trump will be convicted by May. Trump's going to be convicted by May when a judge did not recuse himself, setting himself up for the automatic appeal. He's not going to be convicted by May. I swear to you guys, the headlines are just obnoxious at this point. Also, he falls asleep again. Judge warns jail if no show. It's getting tiring. I don't know what else to say about this, but I'm... It's enough. What do you say?
I don't know. I don't understand how people can't see. Put themselves in their shoes. You're in court and somebody's made an allegation against you and you're in court.
Yeah.
And the person that's making the allegation is allowed to go out in public and talk crud about you all they want. And the judge says, by the way, you may not defend yourself. And people accept
I know. It's a three-ring circus at this point. We realize this. And when we come back, I want to show you something in the headlines. It was very, very interesting the way they were painting the Supreme Court. And also want to talk to you about a couple of lies, actually. One about muscular dystrophy. I know it's going to sound really strange. And two, about the American Heart Association. I want to share that with you, too. It's just endless. But we'll be right back. We have a lot to discuss and look at. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Have you ever heard someone say, the system's broken? Sure you have. Well, it's not true. America's founders created a brilliant governing system that prevents us from having kings, queens, dictators, and even czars. We the people can replace every elected official in a span of 6 years if we so choose. Here at the John Birch Society, we believe the only way to liberty, prosperity, and national sovereignty is not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adheres to them. The reason we have a ballooning, reckless, and corrupt government is because elected officials aren't following the Constitution. The John Birch Society is principled, coordinated, effective activism. We believe the Constitution is the solution. Join JBS and change America. Visit JBS.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1 to get involved. That's JBS.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're listening in, for sure. Go to katedalyradio.com, and if you're having credit card, you're putting way too much on your credit cards, and if your credit card interest rates are bothering you because they're up towards 27, 28, 29, 30, and more percent because the credit card companies are doing anything they can to raise the rates, get over to donewithdebt.com. You've heard me talk about them. I really like these guys, and they're doing a tremendous service for people, and they'll keep your information private. They are very good negotiators. Done with debt, like you're just done. Donewithdebt.com. Go over there and just kind of look around. What they can do in lowering your interest, the money they can save you, amazing. I'm not kidding. This is a wonderful firm that does this, and they are so reputable, and they have just a wonderful reputation. So donewithdebt.com, and get some help with your credit cards, because people are putting, over $1 trillion. Last year, over $1 trillion. You guys, it's insane because of this inflation. That's not going anywhere. I have donewithdebt.com. It can really help you out right now. I just wanted to share this with you because I could not believe it when I looked this up. This was a headline yesterday, and it was Supreme Court clears way for now for Idaho to ban transgender treatment. Okay, so Idaho wants to ban it, and this is the language that was used. Supreme Court permits Idaho to enforce ban on gender-affirming care. Here's another one. That was CNN. Washington Post. Supreme Court allows Idaho to enforce ban on gender-affirming care for minors. Mm-hmm. Supreme Court lifts broad injunction against Idaho ban on gender-affirming care for minors. That's Politico. NPR. Supreme Court temporarily revives Idaho's law banning gender-affirming care.
Was there one that said Supreme Court allows genitalia to remain attached? Does it say that?
I had to share this with you guys because it was so insane. That was a New York Times, right? That was New York Times was clears way for now for Idaho ban on transgender for minors treatment. I mean, who do they think the Supreme Court is? Permits, allows, any way they could say it to make it look like it was so temporary. It will go back to normal, quote unquote.
Well, also to make it sound like the Supreme Court had the authority to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Then no authority
it's
there.
It's an opinion rendered on this case. And so, yes, there's some power. There's the Supreme Court. They're issuing their highest court opinion.
Yeah.
Not one article. I just had to share this with you. Not one article said that. And everybody tried to make it look like it was temporary. The states can do what the states want to do, and they will do it. And we have to urge our states to act and to do these things. Because it doesn't matter how they paint it at Washington Post or NPR or CNN permits. CNN headline, Supreme Court permits Idaho to enforce ban. Mother, may I? Oh my gosh, you guys. It's so bad out there in the media.
And of course, one mentions that that's a good thing.
I know.
You know, I mean, it's a good thing. Why should a child be allowed to make that decision?
Yeah. And alter their body for life.
Yeah.
Something they can't take back. And these parents need to be, you know, told they can't do this to their minors.
If your child came home and said, hey,
yeah,
I've decided I want to identify as a Cyclops and I'm going to have one of my eyes removed, would you let them?
There are some parents.
I think there are
my
parents
gosh,
who would
guys.
Let them.
It's amazing to me. It's amazing. So here was USA Today. Supreme Court lets Idaho enforce ban on transgender care. And again, the Idaho Capital Sun, U.S. Supreme Court allows Idaho to enforce gender care ban while lawsuit plays out. Don't they usually say the Supreme Court has the final say? That was kind of interesting. That was kind of interesting to me. While lawsuit plays out, basically telling everybody that this will change. And good for Idaho. I'm really glad we need to move our states to do that. But I just had to share that with you because I could not believe the language being used. Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, would have a field day with that. Goodness.
Woo. That's amazing.
I know. And NPR, I think they just fired the whistleblower that said that they are left-leaning. Really? I'm in shock. NPR? Left-leaning? Of course they are.
You know, those people in favor of that are kind of probably the same people that when I worked on the sheep ranch in Idaho protested because we would put a rubber band around the testicles of a born lamb so it would not become male.
Do I even want to ask about this story? I don't. Speaking of animals, let me share this clip with you. I found this to be stunningly interesting. Here we go. Muscular dystrophy. Here is a farmer. Here we go.
Muscular dystrophy is very common in animals. They call it white muscle disease. Well, it's just muscular dystrophy in animals. So we began to give the kids in the Amish communities that had muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis all 90 essential nutrients with more of that mineral. And we were actually reversing cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy within weeks and months. It was like crazy. I took several of these files from kids that we had reversed their muscular dystrophy with and gave them to Jerry Lewis 2 years before he died. We found the cause, prevention, and the ability to reverse muscular dystrophy using some animal studies, giving these kids these nutrients. And it turns out that muscular dystrophy is a nutritional deficiency. They can be born with it because mom's deficient, or they can be born normal, but because they have gluten intolerance and can't absorb any if they're supplementing, they can get muscular dystrophy. But it's a totally reversible and preventable disease. He got so excited, he took those records to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Remember, he was doing a telethon for 20 years, raising money for research and genetics, all that kind of stuff in muscular dystrophy. And they fired Jerry Lewis and shut down the telethon.
Wow. Is that fascinating or what? And what he said was, when they had this in animals, they gave them the 90 nutrients and minerals. This is why we're saying take supplements like copper and all these things. They gave them those and they were curing it. And Jerry Lee Lewis shut his thing down after they had this proof.
Well, in all fairness, though, there weren't a lot of people raising a lot of money to save animals from muscular dystrophy.
You are one of a kind. Thank you for telling me that. But isn't that fascinating? Because I just thought, oh my gosh, just for kicks and giggles, one more time, here we go.
Muscular dystrophy is very common in animals. They call it white muscle disease. Well, it's just muscular dystrophy in animals. So we began to give the kids in the Amish communities that had muscular dystrophy and cystic fibrosis all 90 essential nutrients with more of that mineral. And we were actually reversing cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy within weeks and months. It was like crazy. I took several of these files from kids that we had reversed their muscular dystrophy with and gave them to Jerry Lewis 2 years before he died. We found the cause, prevention, and the ability to reverse muscular dystrophy using some animal studies, giving these kids these nutrients. And it turns out that muscular dystrophy is a nutritional deficiency. They can be born with it because mom's deficient, or they can be born normal, but because they have gluten intolerance and can't absorb any if they're supplementing, they can get muscular dystrophy. But it's a totally reversible and preventable disease. He got so excited, he took those records to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Remember, he was doing a telethon for 20 years, raising money for research and genetics, all that kind of stuff in muscular dystrophy. And they fired Jerry Lewis and shut down the telethon.
That's huge. Don't you now wonder how many things that we think we have to deal with for life are so reversible and changeable?
And
with nutrition?
It's actually common knowledge. If you do a search for white muscle disease, there are thousands of articles from reputable medical backgrounds. It's a shortage. It's a deficiency of selenium and or vitamin E.
Amazing. I had to share that. I think there are so many more things like this. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Hey,
are you fed up with where our nation is headed? Here at the John Birch Society, we know how to fix a reckless, corrupt, and out-of-control government. It starts with patriots like you. We believe the only way to liberty and national sovereignty is to not only understand what's in our founding documents, but demand that every elected official adhere to them. The Constitution is America's only solution. Join the John Birch Society today. Visit us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Ooh, so happy to have you listening in. So make sure, get your supplements from activatefiq.com. Wonderful place to get supplements because of the way they make them with the quality ingredients. Whenever you buy a supplement, you want to make sure it absorbs into your body and that it has quality ingredients, because there's too many companies out there just handing you not very good ingredients and you're thinking that you're getting all this nutrition. And, you know, it's you got to make sure you're getting the right stuff, and the stuff that's going to actually absorb into your body. So we should be taking copper and magnesium and all the rest. Go to activatefiq.com and put in the code Kate. Those are where I get my supplements. Those are the supplements I take every day. And I take copper, magnesium, and whole C, and selenium. I take that like once a week. Yep. And, you know, just different things, right? So there's a couple of things I want to mention, because we brought that up about muscular dystrophy, which I thought was fascinating, by the way. And most people don't know that story. So you might want to share that podcast with friends, because it's... telling. It's very telling about the things that we think we have to deal with, but we actually don't, because they can be solved through nutrition or herbs or what have you, right?
Many things.
So this I thought was kind of interesting too, about sugar. The sugar industry paid scientists in the 1960s to play down the link between sugar and heart disease and promote saturated fat as the culprit instead. We know this. I think we've mentioned that on the show before.
Oh, a few times.
Haven't we? And yeah. And of course, the American Heart Association accepted $20 million in today's dollars in funding from Procter & Gamble, a corporation that conveniently makes and sells Crisco oil, which is horrific. The American Heart Association recommended that everybody replace butter with heart-healthy alternatives like vegetable oil or Crisco oil, and said that our problems for heart disease came from the saturated fats, right, and not the seed oils they were trying to pawn off on us.
You know, oils has been interesting to me. In the last 6 months. I've done a lot of studying on that for my own nutritional needs.
Right.
What I found out was very interesting. Olive oil is very good for you.
Yeah.
Except if you heat it up.
Ooh, really?
Heating olive oil ruins it and causes it to go bad. And there are only a couple of oils that are actually good for cooking that aren't destroyed. Their natural properties aren't destroyed by heating. Coconut oil is one of those.
Yeah, I use coconut oil.
Yeah. So olive oil is great for you, except when it's heated up in cooking.
Interesting.
I realize, because I use it for everything. Now I've changed that, and I don't use it for cooking now. Really interesting stuff.
Yeah, I know. There's so much like this, and we like to kind of bring things like that to light just because I think we just can't imagine how much deceit there's been. And I know this audience gets it more than any other. I mean, you guys get it. But the deceit factor, growing up and thinking that they weren't going to be that deceitful, I think, is tough for people.
There's a reason. Mm-hmm. It's called money.
The
food industry, the pharmaceutical industry, mm-hmm. the medical industry, mm-hmm. all depend on our ignorance about nutrition.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yep. Yep. And, of course, the information came from a document that we're talking about called Dietary Guidelines for Americans 2020 to 2025. And it lists the following for a healthy eating plan, emphasis on grains and produce and fat-free and low-fat milks. The problem with a lot of things, though, is they up the sugar, right? Anyway, and so there's all kinds of information out there that you can get, all kinds of articles about this, but it was the 1961 American Heart Association, advice to limit saturated fat in arguably the single most influential nutrition policy ever published in 1961. And it came to be adopted first by the U.S. government, you know, the government that cares so much about your safety.
Yeah.
That one. Trading off your liberty all the time, like in FISA and stuff. Official policy for all Americans in 1980, and then by governments around the world, as well as the World Health Organization.
Great organization.
Full of commies. Anyway, just like the UN, full of commies. So they were paid off to distribute the information. Always money, always a payoff. And they accepted that $20 million in today's funding for Procter & Gamble, from Procter & Gamble, I should say, a corporation that conveniently made and sold Crisco oil to this day, which is the most harmful substance you can take into your body and causes inflammation.
And today, mm-hmm. 44 years later, we know that if you've had a relative lost to dementia or Alzheimer's, that was probably the cause.
Probably right.
Yep.
Isn't that sick? I think it's something that we just, and I don't, maybe because we're not a deceitful people, that we have a hard time wrapping our brains around the amount of deceit that's gone on and how much of our reality we have been lied to. I think that is the hardest thing, I think, for this job that we do, is to let people know, because I feel like every day we're going, and this isn't real, and this isn't real, right?
Human goodness is innate. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
I do too. Mm-hmm.
The problem is that when you combine it with ignorance, we become sheep.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the problem.
For sure.
If you're good mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and intelligent and educated, you can't be taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
But if then you're we see a moron, these, you can.
But then we see these intellectuals, though, that are some of the worst in not being open to any truth at all. I see these people that think of themselves as highly educated, you know, in the system, and they're some of the biggest morons wearing masks and everything else. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a whole different aspect of mental illness.
Delusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They honestly, it's really mm-hmm. for them ego.
Yeah.
They've made a choice and they don't want to be told their choice is wrong.
Mm.
It's an ego thing.
Pride.
With those people.
Pride.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. There you go.
All right. So despite Heart Association advice, the original core clinical trials on saturated fats from the 60s and 70s could not find an effect of these fats on cardiovascular mortality, total mortality, and for the most part, heart attacks or other events. There's the truth. And also salt. I see a lot of people saying, no, I'll pass on the salt because of the advice they got.
You're going to get high blood pressure.
You should have salt. What? It drives me crazy. Doesn't it drive you crazy? It's like wives' tales on steroids because they put this garbage out in the 60s and 70s, and we grew up with, oh, don't take salt in.
But there are other issues. There's many salts, Kate.
Yeah.
There's not just one salt.
Oh, I know.
There's many salts. And some salts are not good for you.
Right.
And some are.
Yeah. Yeah. When we come back, we have Mel Madison joining us. He's got a great topic. And then I also want to talk about contracts on the moon. Sorry. Yep. We'll talk about that when we come back.
All aboard.
Contracts on the moon. I don't even know. Anyway, okay. And we have a lot. And bestiality.
Oh.
I know. It's going to be a fun-filled hour. Oh. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
Self-reliance. It's not a phrase we hear much in our culture these days. It might conjure up images of pioneers, the West, rifles, strapping men, and strong women. But what does it mean for us in today's world? The New American Magazine has just released its latest collector's edition, Self-Reliance, Foundation of Freedom. In it, the New American authors outline the necessity of self-reliance for a free people, tips for self-reliant living, and the importance of not giving up hope. This unique edition includes articles on the self-sufficiency of the founders, preparing for a worst-case scenario, firearms, financial self-reliance, the importance of community, and many other topics by expert writers. Now, for a limited time, the New American is offering a bundle of three collector's editions, Self-Reliance, The Great Reset, and Trump World, for just $19.95. A great stocking stuffer, available at shopjbs.org. Visit shopjbs.org today.
One nation under fraud, completely visible, with lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Start to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I love that. I'm as mad as hell. And we're not going to take this anymore. We're far too nice.
Yep.
We're far too drugged. We're far too nice. We're taking a lot of drugs, and we're getting dosed in our water. And I think we're getting dosed all around. And I think we're just nice. And we just keep saying, well, it'll get better. Don't you think?
I liked it better before the nice drugs, and all we had were aphrodisiacs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right? Oh, wow. It's getting interesting. And we have Mel Madison. He joins us every Tuesday. And so glad to have you on the show, Mel. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We have a great topic. And he always brings great research to tell us kind of what's the latest. Because Tuesdays typically are more of our money days. And although we talked about health today, too. Mm-hmm. So you just never know. It's a mixed bag. But I love Mel Madison. His website, Mel Matison, MATTISON.com. And you can go there for more. And then also the book Quaz. Go get the book. It's a great thriller. You'll love it. And everybody right now is kind of searching for, you know, the books to read for summer and things like that. That's a good one. Mel, we have to discuss this new term that the BIS uses. And where do you want to start with this?
Well, I'll tell you, it's, well, before we get to the term, just in case there's anyone new to some of the stuff that we talk about, the BIS is the Bank for International Settlements. Mm-hmm. It's the central bank for central banks, based in Basel, Switzerland. This is a institution with an unquestionable, nefarious background. Mm-hmm. Its roots and ideas tie back to the 18th, 19th century, to Rothschild banking families. They were instrumental in the World War II and financing the Nazi war machine.
Wouldn't it be safe to say, Mel, that when we say they all the time, when we're talking about those that sort of rule and have the things happen that they want to have happen, this would be part of the Klan, the BIS?
Exactly. This is it. This is the deep economic state. Mm-hmm. I was laughing today. I was watching Christine Lagarde, who's the head of the ECB. And then, you know, I'm also been keeping an eye on Yellen going around the world. And I mean, these two people, they don't exactly look like them, but they're like, mm-hmm. you know, Daenerys Targaryen is Yellen and Christina Lagarde is Cersei Lannister, and they're just like sitting there manipulating in this Game of Thrones of the deep economic state, and they're you know, those really are two of the most powerful people in this. They of course, attend the BIS. Yellen did when she was at the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Christine Lagarde, instrumental in it. She's the head of the European Central Bank, used to be head of the IMF. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the they. They go to the BIS every 2 months. They meet in secret, Jay Powell, all the leaders of the central banks. And the BIS is leading the charge on central bank digital currencies. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just come on, give an update. They just released a long 30-40 page paper that was titled Finternet, the financial system for the future. So, I mean, only one of the terms that the BIS could come up with, the Finternet.
Why are they coming? Okay, Finternet is the financial system for the future, right? And so Finternet, I don't even know how they come up with this stuff. Wow. So this is the new buzzword. And we're going to hear more of this, right? Yeah. Wait, Uncle Milty?
We will hear.
Uncle Milty?
Well, I just wanted to say, though, that I got to thinking when you were talking about Yellen and Lagarde. Men, pay attention before you give your wife access to the checking account. They become evil when they control money.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that. All men everywhere right now are nodding and laughing with you, but I just have to say, you're probably right. Go ahead, Mel.
All right, I'll stay away from that one. My wife is listening. I got to be careful here. But in all seriousness, this is really a couple key points that I took away from reading through this paper. Mm-hmm. Is number one, they are changing tactics a little bit. So they're starting to use different buzzwords because they're picking up on the ground swell, grassroots, skepticism of mm-hmm. central bank digital currencies. So they're using this term, the unified ledger. So they're coming up like they always do. They got to rename things. They got to, you don't like, control, then mm-hmm. it's, state choice initiatives or
yes,
something.
And yes.
the Inflation
America,
Reduction Act.
America, apple pie, we love this country bill that takes away all of our freedom. I mean, it's amazing how they couch everything. So we were hearing the word ledger, and I remember playing the first video about the ledger in 2016. Do you remember that, Milty? We played the first video on that. And so it's been around almost a mm-hmm. decade. And so, of course, they have to change it, right? Because ledger, who likes that? So Finternet sounds weird to me, but Finternet's the new unified ledger?
Well, the unified ledger is a code word for CBDCs, and this is really the second point. So one, there's some jargon they're throwing out there, but people shouldn't be confused by it if you come across it. Mm-hmm. And number two, that is just the scope of this is expanding massively. So they're no longer talking about a central bank digital currency as the goal. And the paper lays out reasons why just having the currency tokenized, meaning, put on the blockchain, digitized, mm-hmm. is not enough, that it needs to be everything. And they literally put this as a quote, "The good news is that much of the technology to deliver a better financial system is there. We can represent all financial assets, whether they be money, shares, bonds, real estates, insurance contracts, in digital form." So this is now expanding beyond they just want to have control and programmability of our money. They want to take every single thing that the world owns, and they say for this to work, it's got to be everything and it's got to be global.
Wow, Uncle Milty.
I read the paper on the BIS organization website, and the favorite line that I read was their description. "This paper provides a blueprint for how key technical characteristics like interoperability, verifiability, programmability, immutability, finality, evolvability, modularity, scalability, security, and primary privacy can be incorporated, and how varied government norms can be embedded
wow.
in the system." If that doesn't say it all, nothing does.
You're right.
Yeah. No, it's scary, and they talk about it like it's just the best thing since sliced bread. They use all of those terms to put together a word salad. And like in the middle of that was the keyword that they do not talk a lot about in the paper. But the keyword out of what you just talked about, Milty, is programmability, because mm-hmm. that's where you get into the ability to say, if we don't like what you're doing, if we don't like who you are, if we don't like your identity, if we don't like what you said on social media, it's now programmable. And they literally talk about taking away, creating data trails for things that used to be handled through cache. And so this is a way with programmability, you know, to do, you know, universal basic income based mm-hmm. on, you know, financial inclusion, which could be race-based in their mind. All these different things, all these different code words are in here. Mm-hmm. And what I'm noticing they're doing is I read the sections on programmability. I didn't see a lot about these social issues. But if you go back to their papers a few years ago, mm-hmm. it was all in there. And so they're pitching this. This is how they're pitching it. This is going to be great for developing nations. This is going to give financial access. This is going to make things faster and cheaper. And so they're crafting their sales pitch about how amazing this is going to be. And unless you really understand, one, what are the true motivations of these people? What have they done in the past? What has it always led to? And two, you know, what is the terminology that mm-hmm. they're using and they're cloaking right. it in? And so I think that's okay. that's what I wanted to just cut through. Those were the main points.
Wow. Milty?
You know, all this terminology that they use is pretty amazing, but I want to give Schwab some kudos for just making it simple. You will own nothing.
Gosh, maybe he's wearing his pasties yeah. at the beach. Oh, my gosh. Looking like a transvestite. Klaus Schwab. So you're right, though.
You will own nothing. That's what that
so
says.
So it's expanding to all assets, including homes, cars, everything, not just currency, not just what you're going to go spend at the store.
Exactly. Everything is on there, and they want this because it just it centralizes control. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've talked about this zooming out bigger picture is, you know, I've talked about the death spiral in with government debt. The Fed is essentially impotent. They can't raise rates because if they raise rates too much, mm-hmm. it bankrupts the government.
Right.
It becomes like stimulus checks. You know, people are getting 5-6% on their money market accounts when they used to get zero. That's like $500 trillion that's just being pumped into the economy. That's like inflation. It's like quantitative easing. So they're in this rock and a hard place. They're going to have to inflate their way out of it. But their plan B is really the if this all collapses and the civil unrest comes and the food shortages and you know the mm-hmm. you know, so the good case scenario is, you know, 10% inflation, the bad case scenario is complete economic collapse, then they have this all in the ledger and then they have complete control. And then they can confiscate everything through techniques that they have in place already. We've mentioned this before too. You don't own your securities, your stocks or bonds. They're owned through the Depository Trust Clearing Corporation. Mm-hmm. You have a security entitlement, which is not true ownership. And so they're putting everything in place for plan A, mm-hmm. you know, high inflation mm-hmm. from here to kingdom come, mm-hmm. and plan B, complete takeover of everything on the planet in global collapse.
Milty?
Mel, do you see any way under this system that it would be possible to accumulate generational wealth?
Well, I mean, generational wealth, you use that term, I mean, that's kind of an enemy of theirs, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you're part of the right families
yes.
and the right connections. Because, you know, part of the key to this whole system is, you know, the debt-based system. You know, Kate, you have that sponsor mm-hmm. that helps people get out of debt.
Yeah.
You know, the debt is really, I mean, it's the collar around a lot of people's necks,
yep.
the slave collar that forces them to work at whatever job, you know, mm-hmm. will pay them, that forces them to essentially go on the hamster wheel, right? Because, okay, I'm in so much debt, I can't mm-hmm. buy a home, now I have to rent, the rents yep. go up, but I'm not earning equity. And so this increase in the poverty of the middle right. class, it goes back to debt.
We'll be right back. More with Mel Madison when we come back, and Uncle Milty on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
The John Birch Society has been working tirelessly since 1958 to preserve freedom, safeguard the Constitution, and restore our God-given rights. We continually educate voters and lead the freedom movement. Join us as we work against a tyrannical one-world government. United as one, we can defeat this conspiracy against a free America. JBS founder Robert Welch said, education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon. Go to JBS.org and join us in restoring this great nation.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I feel like we're kind of in a Western. it's coming to a showdown soon. Holy cow. Welcome back to the show. I have Uncle Milty. We have Mel Madison with us. And we were just talking about the ledger on the break. Also, donewithdebt.com. Tremendous people helping people get out of their credit card debt. And getting their rates lowered or really helping them get out of debt quickly. This will give you a lot of peace of mind. Go to donewithdebt.com, okay? Donewithdebt.com. I really love what they're doing. And like you said, it's a collar around our neck. We do not realize how they could utilize debt against us in basic like human slavery terms because of the executive orders that we've got that say that even not in times of emergency, you do this for a living or you have this going on, the government can kind of make you do things, whatever they want. And I'm just saying, I think the debt will be used in the future like that. Don't you think? What do you think,
yes,
Mel?
Yes, I mean, the debt, it's interesting. It seems like the only debt they don't want some people to have is student loans, because that way they can buy off votes. And the other thing they're doing with that student loan forgiveness, kind of a side note to what we were just talking about, but this is another way to try to juice the economy with essentially stimulus money. It's it's not a check getting mailed to people, but when you forgive people their debt, that puts more money in their pockets. They can go out and spend that. And so Janet Yellen, the administration is really they're pulling out all the punches right now to try to essentially juice the economy heading into November. And Yellen is right. She's got to be super happy this week because she's about to get or just got $1 trillion to spend with taxes. So this is when the big money comes in to the Treasury Department. What the Treasury does, they give it to the Federal Reserve. They give it to the central bank in what's called the TGA, the Treasury General Account. And that money can now be spent without having to issue debt. And so it's exactly like a quantitative easing. And so, they're going to start drawing down this Treasury General Account. The $1 trillion that's coming in tax receipts this month is going to be like stimulus. They're forgiving student loan debt. It's going to be like stimulus. They're paying, the Fed funds rate, which people think being high is slowing down the economy, but it's not slowing the economy. Mm-hmm. It's more stimulus because it's the government paying out more and more interest into the banks. Into the money market funds. And so we have trillions of dollars just flooding into the system. And that's why, you've got things like gold going up almost every day, pulled back a little bit a couple of days ago, but it's right back around 2,400. This is just, it's really speeding up. It's just heading towards this collapse point, actually, even a lot quicker than I thought. I've always been thinking this is end of the 2020s type situation as we get closer to Social Security Trust Fund going bankrupt in 2030, 2032. But at the rate they're going at this, I'm one of my new theories is they could realize this is coming. It could be one reason why they actually want Trump in the White House. And he's going to be like a Lee Harvey Oswald patsy. So when the entire economy crashes, they can just blame it all on Trump.
Yeah, I've thought about that, too. Being utilized, in other words. Yes, being utilized for purpose and also to make us feel like all the things that could happen under the next couple of years, right? So it makes us kind of complacent toward it too, which is I'm very nervous about that. Nervous.
Yeah, nervous about what the plans are in place that he could be being set up. He could be a fall guy. And there's not a lot because what we're talking about has been building up over decades. There's not a lot the president has in his toolkit to stop, you know, a total economic collapse if the bond market collapses or some of these other type of economic calamities I've talked about before take place. So it's kind of a scary time. I think people have to buckle up. They have to watch what they're doing with their money. I've said before, I think in the long run, asset prices go up because of inflation. But I also think what's coming is a lot more volatility where, you know, one day the stock market's up, you know, the Dow's up 500 points, the next day it's down 500. And that's what we're starting to see. So we're getting the jitters. People are getting nervous and it's evident.
Rightly so. Rightly so. We'll come right back with Mel Madison and of course, Uncle Milty. I want to talk about, I want to segue into a couple of other things too. Stay on with us, Mel, if you want to, and we'll chat. There's a couple other things that are interesting by far. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. There you go.
Hey, America. How tired are you of mainstream corporate media's biased narratives and manipulated news? Their dishonesty and attempts to influence this generation have been exposed, put on display for anyone who's even half paying attention. But the New American Magazine has been an honest source of news and commentary for over 50 years. This is your opportunity to receive the stalwart of principled journalism at a deep discount. Picture a beautifully published magazine arriving at your doorstep twice a month, packed with insightful stories written with integrity. It's also available digitally on the New American's mobile app. Get up to speed with intelligent coverage from a freedom perspective. Right now, for a limited time, the New American is available to radio listeners at a 25% discount on a new subscription. Visit thenewamerican.com/radio25 and receive 25% off. Subscribe today at thenewamerican.com/radio25.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. Text Birch Gold 989898. Text my name, Kate. Get some free information that you will love to have at your disposal because of the way that things are changing in the financial climate, in the financial, what they're already doing, I should say, because they're doing it in steps. Please get over to Birch Gold and get some really good advice on what to do with your situation, like your age and your situation. Everybody's so different. So make sure and get their help. You can get some free information if you just text 989898, those six digits, and then just text my name, Kate, okay? And enjoy because you'll get some fabulous things to peruse. And get your stuff backed by gold and silver, or by gold, I'm sorry. But you can buy gold and silver from them too. All right, so there's a couple of things. Mel's back with us, the book Quaz, by the way. And we were just talking on the break, and I just wanted to share this with you guys. Because I've had several shows on this, and those stations that are new that are listening to us, we've talked about land patent before, and it's very crucial that people realize what this is. Land patent, we had Ron Gibson on. He was our guest. Yep. He's an expert in this, has been doing this for years and helping people do this. It is not really very expensive to do this at all, and it takes about a month, he said, to get your land patent. And the land patent is extremely crucial because then you own everything under the property, under the land, in the land, you know, itself, minerals or what have you. You own everything down there. And then also they stopped giving out the land patent in 1940. And they started giving you mortgage paperwork that did not have the land patent. And that was by design. It's unfortunate, but it's about theft. So they could eventually... Mm-hmm.
Take your land.
Take your stuff. So this is the email address. I'm going to give this to you. You can write this down. And if you need to listen to the podcast a couple of times that I'll put up later on this to get their information. But the email address for Ron Gibson to do the land patent on your property is D as in David, R as in Ryan, I as in Instant, T as in Tom, E, and then C, R, G. C as in cat, R, G. So DRITECRG at hotmail.com. Again, DRITECRG at hotmail.com. And you can email Ron for some help on this and get this package that he has. And like I said, it's pretty inexpensive to do it. And it takes about a month to do. And you get your land patent on the house that you've been paying on or the one that you own outright. And this solidifies the ability to so that they can't come after it. They can't take it from you.
Yep.
Okay. Try to be helpful here at the show. And that's for sure. We have Mel with us. And I can't imagine how crucial that information is going to be for so many out there. And take us up on that, because it's fantastic to get some help on that. So there was a moon contract, and I just wanted to get your 2 cents on this, Mel. So tell us about the money, the moon contract.
Yeah, so in March, mm-hmm. first of all, we haven't been back to the moon since 1972, so 52 years. In March of 2024, mm-hmm. Northrop Grumman Corporation has been selected by DARPA, mm-hmm. DARPA, everybody, mm-hmm. we know DARPA, mm-hmm. to further develop the concept of building a moon-based railroad as part of the broader lunar architecture capability study of DARPA. They envision a lunar railroad network that could transport human supplies and resources for commercial ventures across the lunar surface. Now, I, for one, I think they should spend $1 trillion on this.
Sorry. A railroad?
A railroad on the moon. Mm-hmm. Not, and we're not talking about mm-hmm. just a short railroad. They wanted to mm-hmm. transverse the entire lunar surface.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been back. If we were ever there in 52 years.
How much money?
It doesn't give the amount of money that was funded, but DARPA mm-hmm, picked them. Mm-hmm. DARPA has no authority to do that.
No, none at all. But, in fact, you guys remember in May of last year, Bezos, Blue Origin, won the NASA contract to build astronaut lunar lander. And that was $3.4 billion to build a spacecraft to fly astronauts to and from the moon's surface. That was last year. But we still have all these excuses why we can't go, Milty.
For young people, though, I just want to say, if you uh-huh. like the Old West uh-huh. and the railroads of the Old West, your future looks bright.
Mel, do you have any comment on this? I just can't wait to hear.
I honestly heard about this from you guys and look very briefly at it. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. You go there, mm-hmm. you see this 10-year plan that DARPA has put together, you know, saying this is going to be a plan like the way we created the internet. And mm-hmm. and then you do a few more searches and you see this paper came out in 2021, the lunar market assessment by PricewaterhouseCoopers, and they have graphs of the lunar transportation market projections. Mm-hmm. And then you get into it, and it talks about who's going to pay for it all, and mm-hmm. it's going to be mostly the United States.
Us. Mm-hmm.
But then in the mm-hmm. PwC document, they say, but there'll be private partners who stand to gain. You know, General Motors, Audi, Toyota, Caterpillar, Rio Tinto. And so you think, what the heck are people thinking? A lunar train, why would anybody do that? Because, hey, Caterpillars, imagine how much Caterpillar can charge to move a bulldozer to the moon. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. No, Milty?
I actually know the real reason. There's not a thick enough atmosphere for airplanes on the moon. They have to go with railroad.
Yeah, exactly. They say the restaurants on the moon have great food, but no atmosphere.
I just can't. Oh, I man. Don't know what to say. I guess people are going to keep believing it. It looks like a whole lot of laundromatting going on with some money laundering. And so I just don't know how people can't see it. Do you know how many billions have been poured into projects and we keep coming up with excuses why we can't go? I mean, it's endless. 52 years worth of excuses.
It's great if you work for Northrop Grumman.
It's a windfall.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. And no one even asks, you know, Bezos gets this $3.2 billion dollars. and no one asks about it. After the articles appear, no one's ever saying anything about it. No one calculates what money is being spent and where. And of course, it was a partnership with Lockheed Martin. If people could just realize who Jeff Bezos really is and that he's a spook, it would be so much easier, right? It's just these guys, there's a reason they get this money and it's funneled in and funneled out. Big laundromat, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yep. And I mean, when you look at things like DARPA's project on the internet and you look at, you know, all the decades that, you know, U.S. taxpayers paid to develop space technology, this is the public funding of research and then the privatization of profits.
Yep.
So you had we paid billions upon billions of dollars to develop the internet. But then instead of getting any realization of those gains, you know, companies like Google and Amazon and they step in and just they're doing the same thing right now. All the taxpayers pay for all the space research for decades and decades. And then all of a sudden, a decade or two ago, you start seeing the privatization of it. So it's now at a point where profits can be created. And guess what? Now we need Caterpillar, Northrop Grumman, Blue Origin, you know, SpaceX. It's a ridiculous shakedown. And it's horrible.
Else do you move money to Lockheed Martin and all these places, right, on the books? How else do you do that but come up with the scheme about the moon? In fact, SpaceX got $3 billion in 2021. The thing I'm talking about, 3.6, was 2023. Yeah?
We actually have been warned about this. In 1990, there was a movie called Total Recall.
Yep.
And it was all about doing this on Mars.
Oh, my God. Such predictive programming. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
If Americans want to remain a free and sovereign nation, more people need to understand the principles and values that built America. At the John Birch Society, we have the organization, the plan, and the resources to do just that. Our founder, Robert Welch, said, "Education is our total strategy and truth our only weapon." Go to jbs.org to learn more, including how you can get involved to work locally and impact nationally. Join us at jbs.org.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. We're just kind of running the gamut on a whole lot of stuff today, especially financial, but man, a whole lot of other areas too. Talking about the moon laundering money scam, it's pretty amazing how much money has been spent on the moon without giving the public what they say they're going to give, and that is these visits. And isn't that amazing that in plain sight, they can continuously send billions. They never have to do what they say they're going to do. They never have to prove anything. They just keep getting more money. And no one calls them out for being NASA, for being a money laundering outfit. It just makes me crazy. I've got Mel Madison, I've got Uncle Milty, and it needs so much more scrutiny. Why do we not scrutinize this? I guess because everyone just believes that, I don't know. It's just amazing to me that they can get away with it. So many billions of dollars.
Well, science fiction is popular.
Science fiction is popular. Also, I just wanted to get, Mel is with us, Mel Madison, melmadison.com. The book is Quaz. Just your take real fast before we get into this other subject on the cyber attack, because we were kind of chuckling about it because the crystal ball is evident again. They've got a crystal ball that says, here come the cyber attacks, because, of course, the news knows what somebody's going to do. Uncle Milty, did you want to go first?
I think that Iran doesn't have the capability to do a cyber attack that would take down the United States. I think they're being turned into the scapegoat for when China does it.
Jeez. Mel, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what's happening, it's a three-ring circus, and like each ring, the main ringmasters are the United States, China, and Russia. And I think they're really coordinating a lot of this. I think, you know, China's telling Russia, and Iran is essentially a proxy for Russia. So, I mean, Iran has shared a border with Russia for going back to the 1880s. The Russian Empire took over Turkmenistan. Turkmenistan was part of the Soviet Union. Now Turkmenistan is supposedly an independent country, but it's not. And it's part of Russia's Soviet Union, and that's Iran's northern border. They're all on the Caspian Sea. So Iran is Russia, basically, when they're doing things. They're agitating this. Russia wants higher oil prices for Ukraine. I've talked about that before. But China, the world's largest importer of oil, doesn't want to get too out of hand. And neither does Joe Biden, who's up for re-elections. He doesn't want to see $110 oil prices. So they're choreographing and they're producing all of this. And the main issue I have with it is that it's so telegraphed, it's so Hollywood, but they are playing with fire. And, you know, they're not gods, mm-hmm. and mistakes happen. What if that whole scripted thing this weekend, one of those missiles went off track and actually landed in the middle of Tel Aviv and killed 2,000 people? You know, these things just, they can spin out of control quickly. And so I think the cyber attack, exactly why they're picking that as the next way, maybe they feel that's a way that, you know, we can get into, de-escalate the hot war part of it and move it in more into cyber before this gets too out of control. I don't know all the reasons. I haven't thought too much about it, but it's just a lot of choreographed things one after the other, but yeah. They're playing with fire.
It cracked me up a few years ago when they did this whole department and sent millions of dollars into study how civilians are getting killed in other countries when we go over there to do stuff. So it's amazing that they actually have to spend millions of dollars to study that and to sort of proclaim what it is or isn't. It was just amazing. But I did want to bring up a topic, though, before we close today. And this one I thought was it blew my mind, actually. Do you want to bring this up, Uncle Milty?
You know, first of all, because of my advanced years, I've seen a lot. I was around at the start of the free love movement.
Uh-huh.
Coming out of the closet became the thing to do for homosexuals. Mm-hmm. And this has progressed to the point we're at today. And there's often conversation about what will be the next frontier of human sexuality. And the debate has been, will it be pedophilia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've passed that already.
Oh.
That's a legitimate thing now for a lot of people, pedophilia.
Oh my gosh.
So the next frontier has been broken. In Australia, they are now teaching in school bestiality.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Literally bestiality.
Yes.
In fact, what they're doing is the schools are allowing groups to come in, this one particularly called Headspace Berry, okay? They let these groups come in. They whether they vet them or not, I have no idea, because they act like they don't know that they're going to do what they're going to do, which is absolutely asinine. But the whole presentation, I kid you not, was on respectful relationships that include references to bestiality, as if getting with an animal is a respectable relationship. I can't make this up. This was in Australia that they did this. Go ahead.
You know, it sounds terrible, and it is terrible, but there is a positive note.
I'm sick talking
about it. The children who were taken into this class actually became ill because of it. Girls left the classroom. Yeah. Girls vomited. It was disgusting to these children. Some as young as 13 and 14 years old were so disgusted by it that it may just enlighten them to how bad things have gotten and turn things around.
Yep.
That's
and
my prayer.
9-year-old girls were the primary audience. Mel, 2 seconds on this. What do you think?
Just really amazing. Quick. I mean, this is what happens when you lose any sense of God. I mean, you start, everything is normal. There's no moral center. I looked really quickly at it. It was like they were giving presentation, teaching LGBTQ+, what everything means. When they get to the plus part, they include presentation slides of bestiality, all this stuff. Why does a 13 or a 10-year-old girl need to understand that there are sick perverts out there that do these types of things? It's absolutely insane, and it's the corruption of the youth, and it's the result of no faith and no God.
Get your kids.
Amen.
Get your kids out of public school. I'm not kidding. We don't realize what we're up against with our kids, because I've noticed through the years, we've done many, many reports. Remember when they were doing all their Allah stuff in the fourth grade and putting up posters of Allah? And that was right here in the state of Utah, which is known to be conservative. We're not. But isn't that amazing? They let the groups in, and then there's a lot of groups that come in and then they go to town on whatever message they want to bring.
And don't be apathetic, because it's starting in Australia.
Yeah.
It'll be here soon.
Yeah. Which is, it's so disgusting that I can't, the words in my head I can't actually say on the radio. I'm so incensed over this, because it will come here. We will get this.
Yep.
And people will go, oh, well, that was just for a certain students, and it's okay because we're just teaching.
Yeah.
They're not just teaching. They're not... It's indoctrination, and you're right. I think that's the new frontier, maybe. That and pedophilia, I think. I don't know. It just makes me sick. And on that fun, furry note, sorry, Mel. the information that you brought today to the show is vital, and I hope people realize that the BIS outlined this new strategic way to get in and to get what we have. And so please share that. I'll put on a special podcast. Please share that. Thank you, Mel.
Thanks, Mel.
MelMadison.com. MelMadison.com. Thank you. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, you guys. KateDallyRadio.com.